In order to make the marketing messages you send relevant and personal, you need to get some data. Permission marketers are totally obvious about their objectives with the consumer. They make it crystal clear what they will be doing with the data they collect and exactly why it's beneficial to the consumer to give this data. The reward you offer a consumer must be obvious and simple. To dramatize the importance of this stage, to make it crasser than it needs to be, I call it bait. No one would argue with the idea that when you go fishing, you ought to use the most effective, most obvious bait you can find. The same is true when you try to attract consumers. After you've interrupted, engaged in a bargain, and exchanged data with the consumer, you need to teach and eventually leverage the permission you've obtained. If you're in a medium where frequency is cheap, like the internet, take your time. Build trust through frequency. Tell your story patiently to each consumer who is willing to participate in the exchange. Be personal. Be relevant. Be specific. And always be anticipated. Anticipation, of course, is even better than expectation. Without surprising the consumer, gradually raise the level of permission you extract. Then, by constantly raising the magnitude of rewards you offer the prospect, you can fight attrition and compression and keep the consumer interested. By continuing the dialogue, you can teach the consumer until a stranger becomes a friend, and then a friend becomes a customer. Of course, the process doesn't end with the first sale. It just becomes one-to-one marketing. Using the permission already granted, you then work hard to expand the share of wallet and build a permission asset that is ever deeper and more powerful. Permission that's built, of course, on trust. Where does trust come from? This is what every marketer wants to know. Without trust, marketers know that there are no sales. Trust means the prospect believes not only that the product being sold will actually solve his problems, but that if for some reason it doesn't, the company will make good on its reputation of performance. Pan Am demonstrated the power of trust when it sold its brand name a few years ago. An airline with no airplanes, no employees, no gates, not even any little packages of peanuts, sold its trusted name and logo for millions of dollars.